Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Art Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Art Lab for Kids 52, Creative Adventures in Drawing, Painting, Printmaking, Paper, and Mixed Media is a children's art activity book by Susan Schwake. Written as a practical guide rather than a theory-driven art text, it presents 52 studio-style projects that introduce young makers to a wide range of materials and processes. The book is organized as a sequence of approachable lessons that move through drawing, painting, printmaking, paper-based work, collage, and mixed media, making it useful for families, teachers, and caregivers who want structured but flexible art activities. Its purpose is to lower the barrier to hands-on art making by relying on common supplies, clear instructions, and process-oriented experimentation. The result is a resource designed to build confidence, encourage play, and help children learn fundamental art techniques through direct experience rather than passive instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a year of art lessons built around 52 short, manageable projects. One of the book's defining features is its weekly, lesson-based structure. Rather than offering isolated craft ideas, it presents 52 projects that can function as a year-long sequence or as individual standalone activities. This format matters because it gives adults a practical way to plan recurring art sessions without needing to design curriculum from scratch. The projects are brief enough for younger children to complete, but they are not simplistic. Each one introduces a technique, material, or artistic decision that can be revisited later. The book's organization also supports gradual skill building. A parent or teacher can use it as a progressive studio guide, returning to familiar methods while still changing the outcomes through new materials and prompts. That makes it especially useful in home education or classroom enrichment settings where consistency matters but rigid instruction can limit creativity. Secondly, a broad introduction to drawing, painting, printmaking, paper, and mixed media. The book stands out for covering multiple art media within one volume, rather than narrowing its focus to drawing or painting alone. That breadth gives children an early overview of how different artistic processes work and how each medium produces a distinct visual effect. Drawing emphasizes line and mark making, painting introduces color and blending, printmaking highlights repetition and transfer, paper projects encourage cutting and layering, and mixed media combines methods into more open-ended compositions. This range is valuable because it teaches that art is not one fixed skill, but a set of related approaches. For beginners, especially children, moving among media can prevent frustration and keep the experience varied. It also helps adults identify which types of making most engage a particular child. In practice, the book functions as an introductory survey of studio methods, giving users enough exposure to different materials to begin understanding the possibilities of visual art. Thirdly, step-by-step instruction that keeps the focus on process rather than perfection. A major strength of the book is its emphasis on clear, workable instruction. Each project is presented in a way that helps adults guide children without requiring advanced art training. That accessibility is important because the book is aimed at budding artists, not experienced students. The instructions are practical, but the underlying philosophy is process-oriented. The goal is not to reproduce a flawless finished product, but to explore how materials behave and what happens when techniques are tried. This approach reduces pressure and makes room for experimentation, which is especially useful for children who may be hesitant to draw or paint if they think they must get it right. By framing art as discovery, the book supports confidence as well as technique. It also helps adults act as facilitators rather than instructors, which is a more effective role in creative learning environments where the child's choices should remain visible in the final work. Fourthly, practical use of ordinary supplies makes the book easy to adopt at home or school. The book's utility is closely tied to its material choices. Its projects are designed around accessible supplies rather than specialized studio equipment, which makes the book realistic for families, classrooms, and community settings. This is more significant than it may appear, because many art books lose practical value if they depend on rare or expensive tools. Here, the low barrier to entry means adults can begin immediately and adapt projects to what is already available. That flexibility supports repeat use. The same lesson can be revisited with different papers, paints, or found materials, producing new results without changing the core idea. It also makes the book more inclusive, since children can participate without a large financial investment. In educational terms, this accessibility is a form of good design. The book does not just describe art techniques. It makes those techniques feasible in ordinary environments where time, budget, and storage are limited. Lastly, a bridge between children's creativity and broader artistic traditions. Although the book is aimed at children, it does more than offer playful activities. It introduces art making as part of a larger visual tradition by connecting projects to recognizable techniques and, in some cases, artist-inspired approaches. That gives the book a deeper educational function. Children are not only making objects, they are also learning that artists use methods that can be studied, adapted, and combined. This matters because it places creative play in relation to art history and studio practice without overwhelming beginners with terminology or academic explanation. Adults can use the book to open conversations about style, process, and visual problem solving while still keeping the activity concrete. The result is a resource that works on two levels at once. It is both a fun art activity book and an introductory framework for understanding how artists think. That dual purpose helps explain why it is often recommended for homeschool use, classroom enrichment, and collaborative family art time. In conclusion, Art Lab for Kids is best suited to parents, teachers, homeschoolers, librarians, and caregivers looking for a dependable art activity book for children roughly in the preschool to elementary range. Its main value lies in how it combines structure and flexibility. The projects are organized enough to support lesson planning, but open enough to let children experiment and adults adapt them to available materials. Readers who want a book that teaches process, not just results, will find it especially useful. It can support basic drawing and painting practice, but it is also stronger than a simple craft collection because it introduces multiple media and encourages children to think like makers rather than followers of fixed instructions. Compared with similar books, it stands out for its broad range of techniques, its year-long format, and its practical focus on accessible supplies. It is not a book of advanced instruction, nor does it aim to produce polished outcomes. Instead, it offers a reliable framework for creative exploration, making it a durable choice for repeated use in home or classroom art time. If you would like to support Susan Schwaik, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.